Though Cindy and I are experiencing pain and an uncertain time in our personal life, I've never been more optimistic than I am right now about the city of Fort Wayne. The state of our city is strong, but we can't stop this momentum. We've worked too hard to earn our place as a respected leader in the Midwest and nationally. We must continue to show leadership and be bold to position Fort Wayne for current and future successes.
Today we pause Wobble Land to remember the life and legacy of Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry. If you are just joining us for the first time this morning, Mayor Henry has passed away. He died last night after experiencing a medical emergency related to his cancer. Tom was 72 years old. The Henry family has released a statement, and I want to share it with you because I think it's really transparent in terms of what really has unfolded over the last 24 hours. It says, and I quote, "Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry passed away peacefully Thursday, March 28, 2024, after experiencing a medical emergency related to his cancer. In the early morning hours of Wednesday, March 27th, Mayor Henry was privately transported to a local hospital, at which time he and his family consulted at length with medical professionals, including his oncologist. After careful consideration of the risks associated with surgical intervention, Mayor Henry opted for comfort measures. He died peacefully, surrounded by his loving family. Mayor Henry was a man of the highest character, a true servant leader who devoted his entire adult life to the betterment of Fort Wayne and its residents. He was also the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. We, his family, mourn the loss of Tom with the rest of our community. But we also take great comfort in knowing that he is once again with his beautiful wife, Cindy, who passed away from cancer just 2 months ago. We thank you for your continued thoughts and prayers, but also ask for privacy as we grieve Tom's passing and celebrate his extraordinary life and legacy." That is what we've been doing all morning long here at Wobble Land, is celebrating the life and legacy of Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry. Tributes have been pouring in so fast that I can't even keep up. They are all just so beautiful. Steve Shine, chairman of the Allen County GOP, issuing a statement that says, and I quote, "I'm heartbroken to learn of the passing of Mayor Tom Henry. Our friendship was one that I will always cherish and remember with fondness and pride, especially in this hyper-partisan world. For as long as I knew him, Tom Henry was a community leader first and a political figure a distant second. He and his family invested their hearts and souls into making Fort Wayne, Indiana, into the kind of place we all wanted, but few knew how to build. Fort Wayne is and will always be a better place because Tom Henry was our mayor." Chris Darby, sharing on social media, a local reporter here in town, he said, and I quote, "I joined the long list of those saddened by the loss of Mayor Tom Henry. As a news reporter, I was proud of the working relationship we had as part of the Tin Cap staff. I love seeing his baseball fandom shine at Parkview Field. As a resident of Fort Wayne, I'm grateful for his leadership and what has happened to my hometown during his years in office. Thinking of and praying for his awesome family and the team in the mayor's office tonight." So many people have weighed in on our text back line expressing, you know, a lot of shock. A lot of you expressing your sorrow. A lot of you have sent in prayers and just passing along rest in peace sentiments. Feel free to weigh in and share your tributes as well on our text back line at 46862. You can email me directly, drop me a DM on social media. We're trying to share as many tributes as we can. Mike Wilson, our news director, working hard there over in the WoWo newsroom this morning. Wilson, you've also spent a lot of time working alongside the mayor. And you said something off the air to me that I think really is just so profound. You said something along the lines, and you can say it yourself here, Wilson, but you said it's all the things that the mayor did behind the scenes that most people don't really know about that is a true testament of his character.
Yeah, and really no expectation, right? Like, So he was a mayor who would just come in and just behave like a buddy. Mm-hmm. And so there was one occasion where we were actually renting out some space at the Green Frog, and we rented it out for a work event when I was with a different company. And so we ended up having this big event, and we're cooking hot dogs for everybody. And then the mayor just like slides in, and he's like, "Hey, Mike," and starts cooking hot dogs right next to me. And I'm like, "Oh, I guess I'm cooking hot dogs with the mayor now. This is cool." But he didn't view it like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he just wanted to be like of the people. So there was always that lens of like, I'm just here with you guys, and let's just keep...
Just here cooking hot dogs.
Yeah, and we'll just keep moving it forward, whether it's hot dogs or an infrastructure project. Like, that was his gig.
You know, we got a text earlier this morning from a listener that kind of echoes that sentiment as well. This person said, KB, many years ago, I was in a euchre league with Mayor Tom Henry and his wife at the Green Frog. He loves his euchre, and he was really, really good at it. But to your point, just kind of a man of the people, I feel like he always put the people, the residents of Fort Wayne first, always put his community first, and then politics was kind of shoved in there in the second and third rung. And that's really what I've said about him this morning as well. I think we all know that I am the host of a conservative news talk radio program. I openly have an R by my name, but you would never know that between us. We have had our disagreements. We've had him live on the air, and yet he always made the effort to still come onto the program, to be transparent with listeners about things that were happening within and around the community. And Mike, I know you know this. That's actually really rare.
Yeah, it is. And because it boils down to, Kayla, you had a mutual respect for each other. And that was, to me, one of the best things about Mayor Henry is he invited that. And so by inviting that, you just create this atmosphere of diplomacy around you. And that's how you get these big projects done if you're a mayor, that you can have such a legendary success rate at some of the bigger projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then also some of the stuff that no one would ever see because he wasn't looking at it through the lens of a photo op. Oh, this will look good if I go out and do this. He didn't care about that. He was like, no, the city needs new sewers, so we're going to do a new wastewater program.
And here, he just liked to play euchre and make hot dogs.
And, yeah, and like that was his thing. But whether it was, you know, euchre and hot dogs, or whether it was a major infrastructure project or replacing 100-year-old sewer system or whatever, he was on it, and he would give it that passion and dedication to it. And that, to me, is rare to find in somebody, and that's what made him special and unique to me.
In terms of what comes next, here's kind of the deal, Wobble Land. We have done segments on that. We've already had lots of conversations about that here on the show. You can actually go back and listen to those on our podcast page at wobble.com. But personally, I just don't think it's really appropriate to get into all of that today. We can revisit that down the road. Just know we do have a deputy mayor, and he will take over for now. Meantime, allow me to just say to the Henry family, we, all of us here at WoWo, we are with you. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you as you continue to really put just one foot in front of the other. I can imagine that's all you can do, you know, after getting this just devastating, heartbreaking news. But if you are just joining us for the first time this morning, Wobbleland, Mayor Tom Henry has died after experiencing a medical emergency related to his cancer. He was 72 years old.
Podcasts by Federated Media.